We're already streaming worldwide on WMMRDB. And what's next?
Very soon we're going to Mars.
Only the best in rock and metal, WMMRDB Rocker.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. It is... what day the fuck is it? Monday. I almost fucking drowned today. You believe that? I almost drowned. You know, Big D was good enough to give me a boat and stuff like that. Well, you know, needed some work a little bit. And, you know, go to put it in the fucking water. And next thing you know, there's water coming through. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, I got the one plug in. I guess it takes a couple plugs, man. Who knows, man? Hey, I never used the bass boat. It was all about freaking rowboats and tillers and stuff. You guys can watch the replay on over on, what is that, BitChute and stuff like that. We got some good songs coming up today. We got Men of War and State of Mind. Yes, State of Mind. You know what, man? When I get this damn boat going good, man, you guys are going to have to come out. We're going to have a little party. We're going to have a boat party. And the first person that pisses me off, I'm going to throw overboard and see if you guys float. Tomorrow, we got a pretty good one coming up. We got the Milpera incident. Yes, it's going to... it was nasty business, man. Nasty business over there in Australia. They're kind of like my crazy Canadians, man. With that one murder spree that 41 Hells Angels did and stuff. And next day, I believe, Wednesday, it's going to be Crazy Joe and then some other good stuff. But we're going to have a good time with that. Well, see, Gio, you know, I'm going to have to bring you on. And if, you know, you get out of hand, throw you fucking overboard and see if you float. I think it'll be fun. You know, I just told Big D, man, because he was asking about going fishing and stuff like that. I was like, you know what, let's go to Sunday, let's go fishing, camp out a little bit. And I was like, you know what, because he's saying, well, my balance ain't so good. I was like, well, if you fall off, you'll float. You know, you got a little meat on you, man. You know, I don't know how good he'd do in the Rock River, because that current sucks. Yeah, that current is pretty bad. The minimum motor that you have to use to get upstream is, what is it, 25 horsepower? And that, you're just at a freaking crawl. You know, the 40 horsepower is going to kick its ass, but that is pretty freaking messed up on that Rock River, man. Lots of bodies were found on it. Lots of bodies. You know, my kids, they're like, man, I don't want to go in there. Because, you know, I like swimming in the river and stuff. And, you know, Gio, just make sure, because I do know you're a city boy like I am. And it took me some time to get used to the country. Just don't piss in the river, man. You'll have fucking all kinds of crawly things crawl up your dick. You know, my little brother had that happen. And I was like, you know, I think he was in the Fox River or the Chain of Lakes. And, you know, he's messing around swimming and stuff. And next thing you know, he took a piss. And we're like, why did you piss in the water in the river?
Well, I don't know. I had a piss.
Next thing you know, he's on antibiotics and stuff like that. I was like, dude, that sucks. That sucks. Why don't you come out Sunday, Gio, man? Let's have some fun, man. Let's get out here. Do something with yourself, man. It'd be a nice damn ride, I tell you that. So, I was actually talking to Big D about that. I wanted to do some videos, little new content and stuff for the channel. And I was like, you know what? One thing I'd love to do is, because everybody knows I came up in the 90s and it was different back then. We used to, you know, ride our asses off until we got tired. And then we just pull over on the side of a fucking country road and just freaking pinch, you know, pitch our tarps. It was a good old fucking time, man. You've got a forest preserve or somewhere you to camp a little bit. And it was just fun as hell. And I miss that kind of stuff, man. I guess I'm getting old. get, you know, I'm looking back at the past and stuff, and it's like, damn, man, I am getting old. I need to start having some fun before I die or some shit like that. It ain't normal to freaking not do the stuff you used to like, man. You get all old and stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons why I started the dark side shit. Hey, did you see Cornholio? Oh, Cornholio, man. He's got it pimping, man. He says you guys better be watching my ass, man. So, anyway, we're going to go to a couple songs. Two in the roll today. One of my favorite bands, Men of War, and my new favorite one, State of Mind. And what in them moods, baby. That was Men of War, Blow Your Speakers. I just seen China Doll and shit, man. I'm sitting here thinking, maybe when she gets home tonight, I have to give her some schlong, man. Because Hollywood, man, here's that freaking Men of War. I just want to go pounce on some freaking pink taco and shit like that. Give her some hell, man. Who's with me? I think Hollywood needs some poontang tonight. After almost fucking drowning, Big D. You know what? Next time, I'm going to take you with. I'm going to throw your ass overboard, man. You'll float. Don't worry about it. You'll float. Don't worry about it. He's in Discord right now. He's talking about, I did 340 miles. Here I did only fucking 10. And you know what was funny about that? China Doll was following me on the bike because I, you know, took it in and stuff like that. And a cop, you know, a cop, asshole, starts following us for like 10 fucking miles. You know, she got behind, he got behind her, and boom, he like jackknifed and got behind me. And I seen this motherfucker coming. And next thing you know, I said, fuck this, and pulled off to the right-hand side. He flew by me. China Doll says, shit, he was pissed that I did that. You know what? I don't know what it is with cops, man. I'm like a fucking magnet to these guys everywhere I go. You know, do you think that, you know, they kind of talk about me or something like that? You know, am I being a conspiracy theorist type of deal? Because that's really unfair, man, to freaking go and grab me, man. You know, I was just waiting for a profiling stop. That's what it was. Can I see inside your bags? No, fuck yourself. You can't see inside my bags. Get that little doggy over here and start sniffing me out. I always tell people, you know, it's funny that a lot of these new jacks and a lot of these freaking rubs and stuff, they'll actually consent to a search. Hell no. I make them suckers work for their money. Hell, you ain't getting no easy shit out of me, man. You know, this one town in Roscoe, they, you know, when I first came out of the city, and, you know, Gia know what I'm talking about, because us city boys, we just got attitudes. And they came, and, you know, little problems and stuff like that, and I looked at this bitch, because it was a woman chief. I was like, you a bunch of Gomer Pyle motherfuckers, man. What the fuck is wrong with you people out here? Because I'm used to freaking Chicago cops, man. And Chicago cops are pretty cool. You know, they're not assholes to you unless you fuck with them. And then when you fuck with them, you get a nightstick aside the fucking head. But until then, they're pretty decent. These assholes out here, man, they're like in La La Land, Twilight fucking Zone, if you ask me. So anyway, yeah, these guys, you know, this guy was following us. And I was like, you piece of shit, man. And, you know, I was just chilling. It was a little windy out. It was blowing me all over the fucking place. And, you know, China Doll goes and says, you know what? You know, you were weaving. I was like, the fucking wind was having me all over the place, man. It was nasty out. I can just imagine with the fat boy and shit what would have happened, man. That fat boy with that solid ass rim and shit, that would have pushed me over today. The winds had to be what, man, 50 miles an hour today? That is fucking stupid, man. And I was a dumbass for trying it. I should have known. You know, I'm older and stuff like that. I just want to chill, have a good little ride, and get some shit fixed. Nah, they want to profile a brother. That's some bullshit, man, right there. You cocksuckers had better things to do than fuck with me, I can tell you that. You guys should be worried about all the fucking protests all over this country, man. They're going crazy, man, these protesters. I guess they're on an emergency alert in North Carolina waiting for a body cam to come out and stuff. And, you know, I sit back and, you know, I kind of think back to when I was younger and stuff like that. You know, the cops were different back then. You know, a lot easier to buy. But anyway, that aside, allegedly, they actually talk to you like a human damn being, especially if they knew you, they trail you all the time and shit like that. They were cool about it. Cops nowadays, not so cool, man. Terrible business with them people. They just got this God complex, and they wonder why all this stuff is going on all over the country. Personally, you know what, I think these people need to get a fucking job, but that's just me. That's just my opinion. They need to get the job. How the hell they make all this money if all they're doing is protesting? Well, wait a second, I got that answer already. You know, you got George Soros funding all these cocksuckers. Portland's just a war zone. It's kind of like Chi-Town and stuff. Hey, but where's the outrage, man? Where's the outrage with these assholes not working nowadays? It's terrible business, terrible business. Who we got in the chat room right now? We got Geo, we got Donna, Dark Soul, Forever Two Wheels. I love that one. Kokomo, J-Man, hey, Greg, man, we were just talking about your ass. You know, Sunday seems like it's going to be good fucking weather for a nice freaking boat ride. And if we drown, we'll just throw BD overboard, man. I already told him, if you come, we'll throw his ass overboard. That way we don't sink faster. But we can go do some fishing and stuff. I'm going to plug up the boat from the back end. It's kind of funny, BD and me talking. He's like, well, there's two plugs on the back. I was like, what you talking about? There's two fucking plugs on the back. I only got one fucking plug. Nah, there's two on the back. I was like, what the fuck? I wish you would have told me this shit. I wouldn't have died. I wouldn't have fucking died. So, Greg, get your ass out here, man. I guess Big D's going to camp out and shit. I figured we'd just spend the morning on the river and then go out for a nice ride. It's supposed to be beautiful out, man. So if you're in northern Illinois, you don't get many of these days until after May 15th or something like that. Maybe I can get Chinadow to come out in the morning. She's been dying for a ride, man. I went out this morning to go take that bike, and she was salty as hell, man. I was like, dude, what's wrong with you? It's like she wanted to cut my dick off. I was like, dude, all I'm doing is taking this shit over there. You know, she's like my dog, okay? She's just like my dog, my pit bull. My pit bull knows every day around a certain time her ass better be in that truck or she gives me the dirtiest looks. And she talks to me like, rawr, rawr, and she wants to bite my ass. Because she didn't go for her ride. That's kind of like what Chinadow does, man. And Chinadow's a wicked one. You guys see the nice and happy and all that kind of Chinadow? Let me tell you, man, she's fooling your ass. She's pulling that carpet right over your eyes. This sucker, I thought I was going to die as soon as I jumped in the car with her. She threw my helmet at me because, you know, I was, you know, here's my helmet. Go in, get it checked in and stuff. Threw my shit at me, and she had that attitude, man. See, with Chinadow, she has that five-year-old thinking, and when she gets pissed off, she's like a spoiled little brat. Spoiled little brat. And then she going off on me. So I don't know what the hell's wrong with your women, man. That's why I don't think you guys should be president of the United States. You guys get pissed off on your menstrual period, and next thing you know, nuclear fucking bombs are all over us, and that just ain't cool. We can't have nuclear warfare. That's why, you know what, at least with Dementia Joe in there, we don't got Camilla Harris and, you know, because that bitch is wicked, man. She's like the Wicked Witch of the West. I swear to God she is. It's kind of like Chinadow on a bad day. You know, Chinadow at work and stuff like that, she's been pissed off about that, and she takes it out on Hollywood. I ask her, okay, why are you pissed off at me? Well, I'm pissed off at work, and, you know, things are going bad. I was like, okay, why do you take that shit out on me? Well, you're the one here. Man, fuck you. You can't do that to Hollywood. What the fuck is wrong with you people? It's supposed to be 82. Rubik's is over there in Ohio, man. I hear there's a lot of weird people in Ohio. And you know what? Rubik's proved my point that there are weird people in Ohio. You know, I don't know if J-Man's out there. He's a little weird too, man. J-Man's a little weird. He smokes the dope, though. That's why I like him a lot. Smoking the doobies, man. Anyway, we're going to go in the state of mind, and I'll be right back. Enjoy your song, man. We'll be right back.
Good snack for that.
Oh, yeah, that was State of Mind, man. That's about the state of mind I will be in tonight, China Dow. Ooh, boy, you're in trouble. You know what? After I'm done pumping some Iron Man and pumping that Pink Taco, man, this is a song you're going to be thinking in your head.
Silent.
radio, but I love a good pee even more.
Turn it up and piss somebody off.
Shake a leg and zip it up.
My God!
Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention!
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford. Oh yeah, WMMR-DB Rockford, baby. That's who you're listening to right now. I got one of the best emails that I ever got. One of the best. Okay, the second best, you know. I got a lot of emails from our Marines over in Okinawa, our sailors too. But in the Marine barracks, they play this station, and that is like the biggest honor that I can get. So anyway, I got another email today, same area, and they say, you know what, it's not only the Marines and all that stuff listening to you, but us club guys out here are listening to you, you know, you too, keep up the good work, all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm really happy that I went with the radio station format, because that's what I always liked, that's what I grew up around, and it is really awesome to get that kind of news right there from that. So, hey, Japan, you guys are kick-ass over there, really appreciate it for all the support that you guys are giving, and means a lot, man, means a lot. Anyway, for you Second Amendment freaks, like myself, I don't like Joe Biden. I think he's a prick. Just a prick. And the reason why he is a prick is because I can't get any fucking guns, okay, that at a reasonable price. You know, I was looking at, freaking 38 Special, double action, and they wanted $730 fucking dollars for a 38 Special. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you know, maybe $300 or something like that, but because of this prick, I can't get a hold of a damn gun. And I like my guns, you know. Then I went and said, okay, fuck it. You know, I don't need a fucking, a 38 Special. So, how about a freaking 380? You know, nice pocket pistol. It gives a punch like a 9mm. And guess what again? They wanted $600. I was like, you goddamn crazy. 380 for $600 fucking dollars. And then you'd be lucky to get the ammunition for it. There's a big ammunition shortage right now. But the Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major Second Amendment case. And that is just fantastic to hear. And the case has to do with, let me bring this sucker up. It will consider the scope of the Second Amendment next term in a case concerning a New York law that restricts an individual from carrying a concealed handgun in public. You know what? These damn fucking morons, you know, these liberal freaking moron Democrats, they're just the stupidest people I've ever heard. How the hell are you going to have a concealed carry and you can't bring it in public? Do these people understand that criminals do not care about your stupid-ass laws? All you're doing is making it bad on everybody else. That's legal. Again, I'm pro-Second Amendment. I got my concealed carry permit and all that kind of stuff out of Utah. And what pisses me off about Illinois, they always got to be the fucking oddball out. You know, my permit, I could go 10 minutes right over the border, right over it, and I'd carry. But when I come in my home state, I cannot. You can't tell me that's not bullshit. That is bullshit. Anyway, it has been more than a decade since the justices have ruled on a significant case concerning the right to bear arms. You know what they need to just say? They need to come out and say, the Second Amendment guarantees you a right to firearms. That's what they need to come out and say. Plain and simple, stop pussyfooting around. Stop giving these liberal leftist socialists a chance to work around the law. Just come out and say it. You're guaranteed a right to a weapon. And yes, you're guaranteed the right to carry your weapon. That's all they have to do. The court's move highlights the impact of Justice Amy Coney Barrett's presence on the new solidified conservative court. It ain't solidified. This is going to go down to a 5-4 decision because that asshole who's the Chief Justice, he's a freaking Democrat. You know, he's just parading around as a conservative. You know what? Bush Jr. was the biggest freaking idiot with the people he took. Clarence Thomas and others have been urging the justices to take up the issue. And just last term, the court declined several cases. Why? Because, you know, just like that election, you didn't want to take up Texas, their lawsuit, because they would cause riots if we took that one up. Look what the fuck is happening all over the country right now. So what the fuck does it matter? Idiots. You know, you give them an inch, they take a mile. And a lot of them BLM protesters have already come out and say, well, you never can satisfy us. What the hell does that tell you, man? Don't stop doing it. A decision 2 years ago largely stayed away from the issue, infuriating gun rights advocates and even some of the justices themselves. That's why this Chief Justice, man, everybody's sick of him. You know, how do you get Chief Justice anyway? Why, one retires, you replace him with that? You know, there's been people on this Supreme Court longer than this guy. So why didn't they get it? I don't know, man. You know, that's just our freaking system. If a lower court treated another right so cavalierly, I have little doubt that this court would intervene. But as evidenced by our continued inaction in this area, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right in this court. After the court effectively dismissed one case last term, Kavanaugh wrote that he hoped that the justices would vote to take up a new case soon. June, perhaps with the knowledge that there weren't five votes ready to decide, the court again declined, but the justice's decision on Monday could give the court the opportunity to revisit the 2008 majority opinion in District of Columbia, Burse Heller, and that actually came out of Washington, D.C., and it's just freaking nuts, man, how these liberal things. Why can't these justices go with the Constitution as it is written? Enough of trying to interpret it. Enough of it trying to say it's a revolving document, because it's not. If that was the case, we'd be friggin' doing all kinds of stupid stuff. Well, we already are doing stupid stuff. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's called an originalist. You know, they believe in this kind of shit. So, for you guys with your Second Amendments, man, let's keep our fingers crossed that this is going to work out in our favor. Now, we got back-to-back by Avenged Sevenfold, man. It's going to be a good one right here. Let's get it on.
Inside. tonight. All your power crumbles in my arms. So don't worry, I'll be fine. When my life ends, I'll leave this sky.
Together we were dead.
Immediately after the show, I will be in general chat in Discord, or actually video chat, whatever the hell you guys call it, that's where I'm going to be. So make sure you guys are in there if you want to chill, man. We're going to go with some Mas Tequila, baby, with Sammy Hagar.
long as you got a radio.
You are never alone, and you never will be.
Quality rock.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
What is up with you guys in Discord, man? You guys are some freaks in there. I see all these women, like, moaning and shit, and, you know, Dark Soul with the oh yes daddy shit. You guys some freaks, man. What the hell is wrong with you guys? What are you guys doing in there? You guys ain't turning freaking wimp wrist on me, are ya? Holy cow, man. Who is ready for the Rumble in the Woods? I gotta actually get together with Greg, man. He's gotta plan that round and shit for the ride. I haven't got to him with that stuff, but we'll post a map of the actual ride that we will be taking on that Saturday, and hopefully we'll have some damn good weather for it, if you know what I mean. I don't want to get out there and get all damn drenched and shit like that. No, I want to have a good time, do some fishing, congregate, say hi, how you doing? Bring this shit old school again, man. I want to see some titties flying and stuff. You know, it might be hard for China Dow, man, because she's got these little titties. She's actually the CEO and president of the Little Titty Committee. So I hope Donna comes. You know, hopefully that border opens up. I'm feeling great after the freaking shot, man, the second shot. It's pretty good, man. Working pretty good for me, anyway. China Dow goes and gets her shot on Friday. And see, Rubik, you know what? You wonder why I make fun of you, man. You know, you're talking about hand jobs and stuff like that. And it looks like a pecker. The hell are you putting that stuff in? It looks like a pecker in general chat. Oh, my goodness gracious. You damn right we need more women in this thing. I was hoping that the ladies only chat would bring some of these women out of their shells, but it is kind of hard. You know, we are a bunch of freaking you know, horn dogs and stuff like that. Maybe they, you know what, Donna has thick skin, China Doll has thick skin, and we got a lot of other women on here with thick skin, but we just got to get them on general chat, you know, have some fun with them and stuff, and stop scaring them away, you assholes. You know, we actually want them to come into the chat room, and that way you can pull your pecker all you want underneath the freaking table, you know, but give it a freaking anyway, if you're going into the voice, the general voice chat, make sure you have push to talk on. That way we're not running all over each other's peckers. Because what's worse than somebody freaking not having their push-to-button on is you hear all kinds of stupid shit in the background and nobody can talk and all that type of stuff. But I just wanted to make sure I drop by for you guys. That way, you know, because I haven't been in the voice chat for a while. I've been very, very damn busy and shit like that with these shows and coming up with material. People think this shit's easy, man. This shit ain't easy at all, man. Hey, you know, it ain't easy at all. You know, the one episode in the morning and then you got the rest of the show with China Dow. You know, that one's pretty easy because all I have to do is make fun of China Dow all show. But this one's kind of hard, man. This one's kind of hard. You know, I don't want it to be where I'm just DJing, playing a couple songs for you and all that stupid shit. I actually want to make it interesting. So, you know, as far as Rumble in the Woods, make sure to reconfirm that you will be going in the members only chat. Very important for us to get a head count that people are going to be there so we know what the hell is going on. I know a lot of people have reserved their camping sites and stuff, but that don't mean you it's a go or no. So make sure you guys get that information to China Dow in the members only section. With that, I'll see you guys tomorrow. For those that ain't going to be in general chat, I'll be in there for a couple minutes to say hi and all that good stuff. And yeah, I'll even turn on my light. I kind of like doing the show this way. Anyway, I'm going to turn you over to Auto DJ. You guys have a good one.